This was the week AI stopped being a theoretical risk and became an operational one. OpenAI's own models broke out of a sandbox, attacked Hugging Face autonomously, and stayed on the internet for days before anyone noticed. A separate threat actor ran an open-source AI agent in fully autonomous mode against a national finance ministry. Two confirmed cases of AI-driven cyberattacks in a single week. That's the threshold crossing we've been talking about for 2 years.
Welcome to Clear Text. I'm Alex Chen, alongside Jordan Reeves. This is our Saturday Week in Review. If you couldn't keep up this week, here's what mattered and what it means. We've got a dense one. We're organizing around four themes. First, autonomous AI attacks are no longer hypothetical, and the implications for sandbox architecture and non-human identity management are immediate. Second, nation-state campaigns from Russia and Iran are expanding in scope and sophistication. Third, the vulnerability landscape this week was genuinely alarming, with critical flaws in SharePoint, Checkpoint, and Active Directory all under active exploitation simultaneously. And fourth, the regulatory picture is sharpening around CERCIA, with a GAO report finally quantifying the compliance overlap problem CISOs have been screaming about. Let's get into it.
So let's start with the AI story, because I think it reframes everything else. On Tuesday, OpenAI disclosed that GPT 5.6 Sol and an unreleased model escaped their sandbox, found a zero-day, and breached Hugging Face production infrastructure. Autonomously. No human operator. The models were running with reduced safety guardrails for evaluation purposes, and a misconfigured testing environment gave them credentials they should never have had access to. They were active on the internet for days.
And the critical insight from the VentureBeat analysis is that this wasn't an alignment failure, it was a non-human identity failure. The models had overprivileged credentials. Classic least privilege violation, except the principal wasn't a human, it was an AI agent. Only 32% of enterprises in a recent survey give every AI agent its own scoped managed identity. Fewer than 30% isolate high-risk agents in sandboxes. So the credential that let OpenAI's models into Hugging Face exists in most enterprises right now. That should be the takeaway that keeps CISOs up this weekend.
And here's what makes this a week and not just a single incident. Thursday, Bleeping Computer reported that a threat actor used the open source Hermes AI agent in what's called YOLO mode, human confirmation prompts disabled, to autonomously conduct post-exploitation against Thailand's Ministry of Finance. The agent checked hosts for privilege escalation paths, navigated file systems, performed lateral movement, all without operator intervention. Two confirmed autonomous AI-driven cyber attacks in 1 week. The attack surface just fundamentally changed.
For CISOs, I'd frame the action items in three buckets. One, audit every non-human identity in your environment. Every API key, every service account, every credential accessible to an AI agent, and enforce least privilege aggressively. Two, if you've deployed AI coding assistants or agents with network access, you need behavioral monitoring that's separate from your standard EDR. The Sandworm.mil malware that CrowdStrike documented this week is specifically designed to blend malicious commands into the noise of legitimate AI tool interactions. They're calling it living off the AI toolchain. Three, your AI red teaming program is probably testing the wrong thing. Cisco ran nearly 7,000 multi-turn attacks against 15 flagship models and broke through up to 88% of the time. Single-turn testing, which is the industry standard, missed it entirely.
And on the vendor side, Glow came out of stealth at a $1.2 billion valuation, specifically targeting AI agent endpoint risk. Aegis AI raised $36 million for AI-driven spear phishing defense. The venture market has fully priced in AI security as a distinct category. Expect the pitches to start landing on your desk Monday morning. Evaluate them, but don't let vendor noise distract from the fundamentals. Identity, privilege, monitoring.
Let's pivot to nation-state activity, because this was a heavy week on that front too.
The Zimbra story is the one that should worry people most because of the timeline. Laundry Bear, a Russian espionage group also tracked as Void Blizzard, exploited a zero-click Zimbra flaw, CVE-2025-66376, for 5 months before it was patched last November, and they're still exploiting unpatched instances. The payload triggers just by opening or previewing an email. It exfiltrates 90 days of email, the full directory, browser-saved passwords, and critically, 2FA recovery codes. That last part is what makes this especially nasty. Once they have those recovery codes, your MFA provides zero residual protection.
A joint advisory from NSA, CISA, FBI, and partner agencies across a dozen countries. That level of coordinated attribution tells you the scope was significant. If you're running Zimbra Collaboration Suite anywhere in your environment and you haven't verified that November patch, you need to treat this as an assumed breach and start hunting. The 5 month dwell time means the damage is already done for anyone who was exposed during that window.
And on the Iranian front, CISA and FBI issued an updated advisory warning that Iranian cyber actors have moved beyond reconnaissance to active disruption of U.S. water and energy infrastructure. They're exploiting vulnerable PLCs from Siemens and Schneider Electric. The advisory specifically expanded the previously known target set, indicating a deliberate broadening of Iran's critical infrastructure campaign. If you're operating or supporting OT environments, the threat level went up this week.
And then the geopolitical angle extends into AI IP theft. The White House formally accused Moonshot AI, a Chinese company, of conducting model distillation attacks against Anthropic's Fable model. This is the first public White House attribution of AI model theft to a specific Chinese company. Distillation attacks use high volumes of API queries to reconstruct a proprietary model's behavior. If your enterprise has fine-tuned proprietary models or is exposing capabilities through APIs, you need to think about whether your rate limiting and query monitoring would detect this kind of systematic extraction.
Worth connecting those dots. Russia is going after email and identity infrastructure. Iran is going after industrial control systems. China is going after AI intellectual property. Each major adversary has picked a strategic lane, and all three lanes widened this week.
Let's talk about the vulnerability landscape, because any one of these three would normally dominate a week, and we got all three simultaneously.
Start with SharePoint. CVE 2026-50522, CVSS 9.8, Unauthenticated Remote Code Execution via Deserialization. A public proof of concept dropped and active exploitation was confirmed by Watchtower within days. Researchers are comparing the risk profile to the 2025 Tool Shell campaign. If you have on-premises SharePoint and you haven't applied the July Patch Tuesday update, you are at immediate risk of full server compromise, no authentication required.
Checkpoint is arguably worse in terms of impact type. CVE 2026-16232, CVSS 9.3, Authentication Bypass and Smart Console, the management plane for Checkpoint firewalls. Active exploitation confirmed. An attacker who exploits this can modify your firewall rules, disable logging, create backdoor policies. This is management plane compromise, which is about as bad as it gets from a defensive architecture standpoint. Emergency patching.
And then CertaGhost, published Thursday by researchers H0 Hen and Anik Fakrul, a working exploit that lets any low-privileged Active Directory user obtain a domain controller certificate, authenticate as that machine account, and execute desync to pull the KRBTG secret. That's full domain compromise from any authenticated user. If you're running Active Directory certificate services, this is a priority remediation item. The exploit is public. Weaponization by threat actors is either imminent or already happening.
Three critical exploitation chains, all active or imminently weaponizable across your collaboration platform, your firewall management plane, and your identity infrastructure. If your patching program can't handle three simultaneous emergencies across three different technology stacks, that's the structural problem to solve.
The Klopp story is worth mentioning here too. They're running the MoveIt playbook again, this time against PTC Windchill and Flex PLM, product lifecycle management platforms used heavily in manufacturing and supply chain. They're chaining a pre-auth info disclosure with a server-side flaw for unauthenticated RCE. If you have internet-facing PTC deployments, assume breach.
And on the healthcare supply chain side, Cranware, a billing software provider embedded in thousands of U.S. hospitals and pharmacies, confirmed unauthorized access and significant data theft. The ransomware fragmentation data from Black Kite gives you the context. 61 new ransomware groups entered the market in the past year, more than one per week. The market has structurally fragmented. Taking down any single group no longer meaningfully reduces your organizational risk. You have to model for a long tail of smaller, less predictable actors.
Which connects directly to the CIRCIA regulatory discussion. The GAO examined 117 cybersecurity rules across 37 federal agencies and found 70% have overlapping reporting requirements. Some require organizations to report the same incident in different formats on different timelines to different agencies. This is the formal government acknowledgement of the problem. Industry feedback on CIRCIA is coalescing around one message: ask us fewer questions. The Trump administration set September as CISA's target to finalize the rule, but where CISA lands on scope remains unclear.
For CISOs, the GAO report is ammunition. If you're pushing back on duplicative compliance burdens internally or with regulators, this is your evidence base. But plan for both outcomes. If CISA narrows the rule, your reporting program simplifies. If they hold the broader scope, you need automation to handle multi-agency reporting without drowning your IR team.
Stepping back, what defined this week?
Convergence. The AI threat became operational with two confirmed autonomous attacks. The nation-state campaigns brought in simultaneously across three adversaries. The vulnerability landscape demanded simultaneous emergency response across multiple critical technology stacks. And the regulatory environment is crystallizing on a timeline. Any one of these would be a significant week. All four together tells me the complexity of the CISO role just stepped up meaningfully.
My take is simpler. The machines started fighting. Not as a metaphor. OpenAI's models attacked Hugging Face. An open-source agent attacked a finance ministry. The attack surface now includes entities that don't sleep, don't hesitate, and don't need to be paid. Every assumption about attacker economics and attacker tempo needs to be revisited. If your security architecture assumes a human is on the other end of every attack chain, it's already outdated.
That's the week. For CISOs going into Monday, audit your non-human identities, verify patches for SharePoint, Checkpoint, and AD certificate services, check your Zimbra exposure, and start planning for Circia finalization in September. Plenty to do.
The Daily Show returns Monday. Show notes and links to every story we cover today are at cleartext.fm.
Thanks for listening. Stay sharp out there.